Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spencer to bring it up from Draymond. Spencer right side, takes Randall, throws up a hook shot, and he banked it in off the glass! Pat Spencer with a bucket at 74-53 Warriors.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Wilden Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
It's just perfect.
Dude, Pat Spencer.
Pat sounds like he's eating whenever he talks. It always sounds like he's got maybe like a big jaw on his cheek or something like that, which is exactly how I thought he would sound. Is that the first time you've pulled that one out?
Well, you want to go behind the scenes fully here?
Yes.
So we get a bunch of people from the Warriors, players and coaches, right, that record stuff for us on Media Day back in October.
You mean they're not here right now when they do that stuff? Go ahead.
Like Studio 8 or whatever?
And there is a lot of them, and the day in which I went through and put them all together, I did not have a ton of time. So I saw Pat Spencer, and I was like, what?
We're never going to need that.
So today I went back and did it.
Good for you. And thank you so much for the behind the curtain. That is awesome, because I'd never heard.
I didn't know we had that. Yeah. Like, you just played it. I'm like,
are there other ones that are still unearthed that you have yet to bring
probably
out?
Probably like Braxton Key.
I was going to say, do we have Dennis Schroeder? Do we have?
We don't. Only ones that were Warriors.
Guten Tag, this is Dennis Schroeder. Yeah. I'm eating a schnitzel. And while I'm eating this, you're listening to Willis and Dibs. I'll be traded 4 times at the deadline. It's a 1 for my Schroeder, but I'm trying here. I'm trying, people.
I think both were highly offensive, but the Gobert one was better.
I thought the Guten Tag was a good way to start it.
The Gobert one, he's an opponent. He's Gobert. I'm fine with it. The Dennis one was very uncomfortable. I'm not going
to. I was traded, let me count, 1, 2, 3 times at the deadline. It's actual German right there. Just hit the buzzer.
That's not good.
Guten Tag. I thought the Guten Tag was a good way to start it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway.
Anyhow.
Sorry, Dennis.
Whatever. You're out.
All Dennis did was get traded here, and people were excited about it, and he caught nothing but strays the rest of the way. Nothing.
He got nothing but trades.
Yeah. He
got traded literally 3 times in a day.
He didn't play well. And then he told Dalton Johnson that, what did he call it? Organized slavery? Or something like
something
that. It was
like that.
Something that was like, whoa, dude, like, hang on a second. I'm sure this is uncomfortable for you and your family, but hold on. Let's not use that word. You make millions of dollars a year. So, like, let's hit the brakes there. And then he ends up on the Pistons somehow, and he's like in their finishing lineup in a playoff series.
Yep.
What a weird year for him. And then little does he know that back in the Bay Area, some radio host is just absolutely crushing his voice.
I actually nailed it. And I do a Kevin Knox too, but I'm waiting for the rejoin. Hi, this is Kevin Knox II. You don't have one? You don't have a Knox?
Here's the thing.
I don't want to go through it all again.
Just go through it.
Dibs nailed that impression, but nobody knows.
Exactly.
No one's ever heard him talk.
It's like when I do my Wiggins, it's a 5 out of 5.
Do your Wiggins again. Do the Wiggins.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And scene. There's my Wiggins. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Perfect. All right. Boy. We're live in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And we love having Laughing Monk along for the ride here at 95.7 The Game. All right, let's keep going. Did last night feel like a win or a loss? Steph Curry's out till at least game five, maybe longer. But the Warriors are up 1-0. Let's go to Q-Bert in Alameda. And by the way, Q-Bert, for those of us old enough, that was like I was a Q-Bert guy.
Yeah.
Much more than a Spaced Invaders or a Pitfall. Grandy, do you even know what Q-Bert is? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't think so.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great video game. This is a little gargoyle thing with a big nose that would jump around on a pyramid and change the colors of all the squares that he landed on.
Yep.
It was a ton of fun. Games have grown a little bit since then.
No doubt.
Anyway, hi, Q-Bert. Thanks for calling.
Hey. Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Ask him, does he know who E.F. Hutton is? He's going to say no to that as well. But
do you know what E.F. Hutton is, Grandy?
I don't think so.
Well,
when E.F. Hutton talks,
you're supposed to listen.
What do people do?
Oh, sorry.
They listen.
Listen. Did I get it?
Yeah. I jumped on it. Yeah, that's my bad.
Anyway,
I
it's all right.
It.
Yeah. What's up, Q-Bert?
Q-Bert, what's happening?
What's going on?
Hey, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun being an old fart because you can say things, and these Gen Xers, they don't know what the heck you're talking about. But
exactly.
Listen, man, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but I love the fact that this thing is it's an adventure. We don't know what's about to happen. It's okay. I'm game for this. This is, listen, nobody, even if Steph would have played, we were still underdogs. We came out of there with a win, being underdogs. And look, we're going back to full circle. This is how we start the season. We're playing everybody. We're going to have to piecemeal this thing together until or if Steph comes back. If not, listen, we've got the number one defense since that big Jimmy Butler trade in the whole NBA. So if you start from that point, it makes no sense to go beyond that because we're a new team. So what's going to happen? Who knows? But does anybody really feel that Minnesota has this thing sewed up? And I think one caller brought it up perfectly well in that press conference. I thought I played well. Man, real leaders, they say, you know what? They'll tell you they sucked before you tell them they sucked. So I'm perfectly fine with this. I don't know what's going to happen, but listen, even if we lose this series, we've already won. We got to two rounds. If you go back 2 months ago, we didn't even see – playoffs, no way. So I'm good with this, guys. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And if we can sneak out one more win, all the pressure's on Minnesota, all the pressure. They can't shoot right now. If that gets into their heads any time in this game, then we're going to win. And one other thing real quick. Someone said this. We can use Steph as a decoy. I think this is one. Steph can still shoot. He might not be able to run the screens and run through people, but he can shoot. Leave him open. If you don't trust him, I'm saying at some point, when he first, when if it's three games, he gets back, we're not going to run him still. He's good, but you have to respect the gravity. Anyway, y'all have a great one.
Q-Bert, thanks. I mean, as far as your point there at the end, they're not putting him out on the floor if he can't run.
Right.
That would put you at in a terrible spot. First of all, for him, that's not safe. Second of all, on defense, he would get attacked. Like, you can't go out there until you're healthy and ready to go. Now, your larger point is what's interesting to me, and this is almost like a little test run for me, and here's what I mean by that. I said yesterday, whenever you're in the playoffs, if your team won the most recent game, your chest is out and you're a foot above ground. You don't think anything's wrong in the world. When your team loses the most recent game, you're terrified. Like even when the Warriors were still up 3-2, people were like, uh-oh. And the Warriors were still in the catbird seat. So if you've lost the most recent game, you're super negative. This one's fascinating to me. Because almost everybody who's calling still thinks last night was a win, and I know that on the scoreboard it was. But I think if I had offered you this scenario before the series started, you all would have puked. You would have hated this idea. But
I mean, the idea of lose game one, healthy Steph, win game one, Steph is out.
Like,
if that was what you were offering people,
everybody
the majority of people would have said lose game one,
absolutely.
And Steph is healthy.
But today, because you won your most recent game, people feel bulletproof. And now all I'm hearing is people be like, yeah, we can beat him without Steph. Which is, I mean, maybe.
Well, yeah.
That's a funny statement to make, though. Nobody would have thought that prior to yesterday. And if you want to really get into the data, they didn't really beat them without Steph yesterday. They played him even. They played him even from when Steph left.
Well, I mean, they beat him without Steph because they...
What, by one?
Well, they went up 20, and then Minnesota did a little bit late to make it, you know, a game that...
Yeah, they came back.
Fine, but...
What teams do?
It's what teams do. And, you know, they got within 9, and they got even a little bit closer, and it got more threatening, and they were able to hold them off. And the reason why I am emboldened by that is twofold. One, back in 2016, Steph got hurt not once but twice against Houston, and the Warriors won that series. Now, they eventually would go on to lose to Cleveland in the finals for a variety of reasons, but that was a team that didn't have Kevin Durant. That was a team that was kind of like this, and if you want to look at this team compared to that team, this team might be as good, if not better, than that team. It's 2016.
I understand that. I mean, like, first of all, just having the likes of Klay Thompson and fresh legs and all of the dynamic players off of the bench. In other words, that team had way more to offer offensively without Steph than this team does. I don't even think it's close.
Well, this team, defensively, which would be my second point as to why I'm emboldened.
That was a good one, too, though.
Right, but this defense, and as we've talked about, this defense, since they got Jimmy Butler, is number one in the association. And losing Steph Curry should not hurt your defense, and it might actually quietly help your defense. So
make it better.
If your calling card is your defense, then losing Steph should not hurt you at all.
Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. We continue to take your calls until then. Did yesterday feel like a win or a loss? 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibb.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Curry, still mouth guard askew. He'll take it across midcourt. Down the lock, right side, now angles left. Now comes back right, moving slowly over the shoulder to Draymond. He'll take a three. It's up and good! good. Draymond Green from downtown. The Warriors got a run. They lead 30-20 right now. Golden State has scored the last 10. And now all eyes on number 30 as he tries to walk off something. He's going to walk over to the tunnel. And Curry is going to leave the floor and go right to the locker room.
Now back to Willard and Dibbs. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Chef. From what we're told, Steph was in tears in the locker room last night. I can only imagine, and I don't know where this is going to go next, and the Warriors won the game. But if you do really, like, take a moment as we sit here, and I'm not telling anybody to not be excited about the win or be optimistic or any of those things. You like, I mean, you're up. You're up 1-0, Warriors. This is phenomenal performance. But see this through the eyes of Steph Curry. With everything that has taken place since the last championship, all of the talk about winning a fifth ring, all of the talk about how he's too old and he's done, and then there is the loss against the Lakers, and there's the embarrassment in the play-in tournament, and there's the departure of Klay Thompson, and now the acquisition of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green and Steph talking to each other at the trade deadline and going, wow, like they did this for us. Like we have to go turn that into a thing, and then they do, and they get into the playoffs, and then they win a series, and they win a series with a road game 7, and they do all of this. And let's be honest here, peeps, like – last best chance probably is happening right now. And to simply have that happen because you were running down the court, like just to have your body do that to you when you're an elite athlete, I can't imagine how frustrating last night must have been for Steph Curry.
Well, it's frustrating for any person when you have an injury like that, where it's one thing if you go to the hole and you get fouled and you land and it's an ankle, a knee, whatever it is. Okay, that happened. I got fouled. I landed awkwardly and I got hurt. But this was, and I do think that it happened on the three where he did a little crossover and he stepped back and he shot the three. That might have been when it happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, you know, only he knows when it happened, but it's a non-contact thing. And you know this now that you're 50 years old in your own life, where there are days where you get out of bed wrong, or, you know, you try to open the door and you cross over your body and you turn the handle. It's like, oh, and you feel something in your shoulder, and it's frustrating.
My calf locked up in the knockout tournament, and I still have
Great
no
call.
Idea. I have no idea why. I don't even know when.
Yes.
And then a few days later, it went away.
And meanwhile, Grandy actually is grabbing the trophy as you're laying this out there, which is funny because...
Complete coincidence.
No.
Right.
That's fine.
Our new hire, Zach, said, hey, what's that trophy for? I am not even kidding.
I'm just going to call you Zaza. You won because I got hurt. It's fine.
Yep.
It's totally fine. And I'm kidding.
I need you to
one fair and square.
You can't have that leaning. I need it flat.
Yeah.
I've got my OCD will not allow that to. Thank you.
Okay.
Well. He's 28, so he has no idea. Steph Curry at 37, and I understand he is an elite athlete and you're a sports talk host, but when you get older, the frustration of things like that, it grows. And so you're Steph, you're 37, and you've worked your butt off to get to this point, and you got a bum thumb. And you are one of the most fit athletes in the world, and then you step back to shoot a three and you pop your hammy? Really frustrating.
Well, I got to imagine that the thoughts that are going through his head in that moment, because in that moment, you don't know that your team is going to hang on and win that game. In that moment, like, Steph is sitting with the idea, I would think, in that locker room of, well, that might be it for this year. And then, I mean, that might be it, period. Like, we may not get back into the conference semifinals again.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is ever going to happen again. And that's still true. I know they won the game, and so there's a little bit of optimism, but just that feeling of, I don't know if my team's going to be able to do enough to get this back in my control. And what Steve Kerr always talked about, that at-bat. Give Steph that at-bat. Well, he's in the middle of the at-bat, and now the at-bat kind of got taken away from him. And now someone needs to reproduce the at-bat for him. And that's got to be a very naked feeling.
For sure, yeah. Especially when you are Steph Curry, and the majority of these games that you've won, these titles, have not only gone through you, because you had Klay and Draymond, and you had KD for a couple of them, but you are the Batman, as everyone's talked about. And so now you are, you know, maybe Batman in the Dark Knight series, where you wind up in the bottom of that hole where Bane grew up, and now you're stuck there with a broken back, and you're waiting to get better so you can climb out and then rejoin the forces of Gotham to try to make things right. But right now, you're kind of stuck, and you're banking on Buddy and Jimmy and Draymond and Pat and all the fellas to pick you up.
This gotta be that's gonna be a tough one. But they're up 1-0. They're up 1-0 in the series. They got home court advantage.
Yep.
And they got the Buddy and Butler show, which is a ton of fun, if nothing else. All right. So does last night feel like a win or a loss? 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in about 90 minutes. Let's go out to Jason in Excelsior. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right. I got hung up on earlier. I think it's AT&T. I blame them. Yeah, so just a shameless plug here. Just, you know, I'm a CYO dad, and I always show up St. Brendan, St. Cecilia's, but we're an Our Lady of Mercy school here in Westlake. So I don't know if you guys know, St. Brendan's used to beat me when I was 14 years old. But anyways, yeah, just a shout-out to them, because I'm going to start coaching their basketball team there. Yeah, so I called earlier, actually, for Spencer, but, you know, for Buddy, my son actually went to the summer camp, the Warriors summer camp at SF State. Buddy signed, gave him an autograph, and I'm going to be honest here. I wasn't that excited, you know, when the autograph came. I thought Steph Curry was going to show up to the summer camp. You know, I didn't want to say it, but it's true. I saw the autograph. I said, oh, Steph Curry didn't show up, you know. But like we all saw, he started draining the threes, and then that went away. So I quickly became not a fan. And now I'm back, though, and I'm just trying. I'm feeling a little bit desperate. You know, I'm a OG Warriors fan. My dad used to take us to Kezar. We saw Daniel Marshall, Victor Alexander, all those OG guys. So, you know, it's exciting to see right now. But anyways, I'm hoping Buddy can keep this going. And again, thanks for taking my call. Shout out to Our Lady of Mercy Bulldogs. Appreciate you guys.
Jason, thanks. Appreciate it. I really feel confident that as a fan, I'm going to be able to keep my word on this. It's different now. It's different. And it just, I think that's what Jason's essentially talking about. Buddy Hield, for me, is now cemented in Warriors lore, wherever this goes from here, even if it is just something you look back on and laugh. And maybe that is what it will end up being, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Buddy's mistakes, Buddy's missed shots, Buddy don't dribble, Buddy don't dribble, Buddy doesn't use the backboard, whatever, all of it. It is now whimsical and funny to me because he has brought a completely different vibe. He has brought extra basketball. He has brought fun. There's a reason Steve Kerr a few weeks ago told us that Steph Curry said that Buddy Hield is one of his favorite teammates of all time. It's a huge, huge statement. And we wondered why in the moment. I think we're starting to see why. Look at what this guy provides for the entire Warrior experience behind the scenes.
Yeah, he provides joy, and when he's on the court, he provides baskets. And you're going to need more of that with Steph Curry out for Game 2, and who knows how much further beyond that. It feels like Curry's going to be out for Game 3, 4, maybe 5. We don't know, but in the meantime, you're going to need that Buddy that you saw last night and the Buddy you saw in Game 7. So I'm with you. Like, no matter what happens between now and the end of his days, he's gotten into a whole new area, and I feel the same way about Andrew Wiggins, where, you know, all the thing about K-Wig and he takes possessions off and he's quiet and all the rest of it. Without Wiggins, you don't win that title. So Wiggins will forever, in my mind, be remembered as a great Warrior based on what he did that year.
Let's go next to Bill in San Jose. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay, I just, great, great game, really fun, but, you know, Minnesota's going to make the adjustments, and, you know, I think if we lose it out in the next four games or so, it's still been a great year, I really enjoyed it, but let's not get too euphoric. I mean, you know, Minnesota's a very good team when they play well. I'm not sure why they played so poorly. But I think we're just a little euphoric right now and not realistic, you know. So that's all.
Okay, Bill, thanks.
I mean, no love for the Warrior defense, right? I mean,
I don't know if I want to watch any games with Bill. That's all.
Right.
I love you, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Like, there's no game one euphoria. You know, what there is like, okay, they won on the road without Steph Curry.
Yeah, like, oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Right. And they need to win three more, and then they need to win four more, and then they need to win four more. So I'm not looking at, you know, win number five in the postseason and thinking we going to be championship.
No, but here's where I'm going to agree with Bill, because you and I already shared this thought, and I think we'll dive further into it tomorrow. But here's what I do think. I'm not euphoric. I'm also not like, yes, is Minnesota going to play better? Sure, they can't play any worse. So, yeah, Minnesota's going to be better. I don't think the Warriors are going to sweep the Minnesota Timberwolves. I do think this. Look, if the Warriors end up losing this series and Steph Curry can't play, I have arrived at a spot that I call gravy, which means anything that the Warriors are able to achieve from here is gravy. Now, I'm going to take the gravy back off the table if Steph comes back and he's healthy and they win a series and they start a new series with him healthy. That's different. But the fact that they're already in the second round, which is what many of us thought was kind of par, it's kind of like the even land here in round two.
Yeah. I gave you the over-under of 4.5 wins.
And they have officially taken the over. Yep. They've got 5 wins. But now that they're doing without Steph, I just don't know if the word expectation lives here anymore. Hope lives here, but I don't know that the word expectation can live here anymore. So that changes the vibe for me. That's where hope lives, and that means it's gravy. If they can come out of this somehow, that's amazing. But I'm not going to be like livid at the Warriors and call them chokers if they can't beat the Wolves without their best player.
Well, I wouldn't have been in that place anyway.
Maybe
because,
not. Because
the Wolves were favored going into the series with a healthy Steph Curry. So
yeah, but not everyone looked at it that way.
Right, but for me, and I said this before, if you just get to the second round and you lose to, and we were using the Lakers as an example because we thought that it would be the Lakers and it wasn't, but if you go out and you lose in 6 or 7 to whomever, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to say choke this or disappointment that, because only one team will win the West and only one team will win the title. And you're one of 8 teams remaining. So now that Steph is out, does it change my expectations? No, not really. Because the way you beat Minnesota and the way you can still continue to beat Minnesota exists without Steph Curry.
Well,
you're a good defensive team.
Yeah.
You've got championship pedigree with Draymond and Kevon and with Steve Kerr and kind of with Jimmy Butler. He's never won a title, but he's been through it. So, all right, Steve, coming up at 5:00, what are you going to do? Hot shot?
Well,
you're this great coach.
Now
you need to do things differently.
Yes, he does, but I can't say that I would expect him to do it well. Like, I don't think you can say they've got championship pedigree. They've never done it without Steph before, so they don't have this pedigree.
Won series without Steph before.
Yeah, but that was
in this round.
That's when there were other, like, youthful Hall of Fame scorers on the roster. So, and they were so much more dominant than the teams that they were playing. That's not the case this time around. So I hear what you're saying, but you're coming from a place where you weren't expecting them to win this round anyway. Here's what I mean by this.
Well, I was when we made our predictions, so yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, but if I had said to you, even if those of you out there that thought the Warriors would struggle in this series, even if you thought that, you wouldn't have still thought that if they had won last night and Steph were healthy. If you win game one, the expectation, especially on the road, expectation changes for everybody. Everybody goes, oh, just like we did with Houston. Ooh, we're going to win this series. We're going to win this series. 77% when you win game one. And you immediately would expect the Warriors to take this series. But Steph is not there, so I can't do that. I do not. I'm not saying they can't. I am not going to use the word expect the Warriors to win this series.
Well, I don't expect
so
it.
So it's gravy if they do.
Yeah, I don't see it as gravy.
Okay.
I mean,
and you don't have to.
Yeah, and if I was to bet it right now, as a neutral observer, and I would look at the Warriors plus 190 to win the series right now, up one game to none.
That's crazy.
That's a juicy price.
I mean, without their best player?
Well, he'll be back, I believe.
Maybe.
Right. Well, if he's not back, that means you lose in 5. I mean, if you lose the next four, then he's not coming back.
You don't know that he's back game six.
Right, but if you
can't say that definitively right now.
You
can't,
and you never know with a hamstring. And, you know, Doc Pondia joined the morning roast today, and he laid it out very eloquently as far as what the timeline is. And, you know, a lot of times it's a week. It could be two. It could be three. You just never know, especially with the first-time hamstring injury.
Doc Pandia this morning.
I think especially given his age, you know, whenever these hamstrings tear, basically what you're depending on to basically get you back quickly is there's some degree of scar tissue that's in there. We know that although scar tissue can sometimes hold an area together, especially if you've got a lot of other muscle around it, that area is more prone to cause pain, to re-injure itself. And if you look at hamstring injuries, the two things you worry about besides getting back on the court is that there's a high rate of re-injury. We see that a lot in football and baseball players. And there's also a rate of injury to other parts of your body. Your hamstrings are so important to helping stabilize your lower leg. So it may not be a hamstring. Are you worried about an ankle or something else? So that's really where the medical staff has to make this decision of, okay, do we push it to get him back, or are we being extra cautious so that we don't get that repeat injury or get something else? And that's where, unfortunately, what happens with, you know, pro athletes is you're looking at how the team's doing and what's the risk of potentially, can we win without him playing, or do we have to take that risk and put him in because we're worried about how the series is going?
Yeah, I think the rub right now, if they say reevaluation in a week, and a week from tonight is game five, the rub for me would be if the Warriors lose all three, games two, three, and four. And if Steph is like, I could play, Celebrini might be like, eh, it's not great. But Steph is like the Warriors are staring at the end of the season. Would he push it? Would he push it and come out and give it a try? That's what I see as the rub. And you very much hope that's not the case. Like, I think that, you know, if the Warriors can at least – you know, obviously, they've already at least split in Minnesota. If they can at least then split back in Golden State, then you go from there and you see what happens. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they go out and win again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's what I see as the, like, the angst kind of action, which is if they're down 3-1 a week from tonight and they evaluate and he's like, yeah, I'm feeling good, Rick.
Right.
Okay, that's when you do your little speed line. Okay, hotshot, what do you do? What do you do?
That's right. And I don't think that even if he, you know, if they're down 3-1 and they look at the medical and they look at where he's at, unless he's ready to go, they're not going to play him. And that's just what the Warriors have done.
That's true.
And Steve Kerr has always deferred to Dr. Rick Celebrini. And I look at this series and not only what I saw last night, but what we saw throughout the course of the year. And Minnesota was only one game better than you, and Minnesota is, they're a good team. And Anthony Edwards is a very good player, but what you did last night was defensively, you shut them down.
Yep.
And I think outside of Anthony Edwards, who on their team really scares you on offense? Not really anybody.
I don't like open shots from Naz Reid.
He was great last night.
Yeah, they go in.
Good for you, Naz.
And Julius Randle has a completely different gear that did not show up last night. But
Draymond Green is a great defensive matchup for him.
Absolutely. Like, I'm stuck between how well did the Warriors play defensively versus how awful were the Timberwolves.
The truth is somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Absolutely.
The Warriors have been great defensively for a long time, and Minnesota was worse on offense than they have been all year.
Right. Like, I want to give the Warriors a lot of credit for last night. I don't want to give it all to them.
Of course.
The Wolves were just terrible.
Right.
Absolutely.
And
terrible.
Normally in the NBA playoffs, there's the zigzag theory where the team that loses game one zigs and then they zag in game two. And last night we saw that with Indiana until we didn't. Right.
Oh, yeah. Thunder by 1,000 tonight. Oklahoma City by 1,000 tonight.
Right. I mean,
that's from me to
and
you.
And the spread's 10.5, right? Yeah. And Boston by probably 38.
That one.
Not so much.
Not as sure on that one.
They have injuries too. So.
Yeah, not as sure on that one, Boston, New York, but Oklahoma City by 1,000.
Yeah, I'm with you.
By 1,000
today. And I don't want to be the one to say this today because the game's tomorrow, but I would say Minnesota by probably 29 tomorrow.
I don't agree with that one because the Warriors will turn this into, I mean, unless they get really hot from three, maybe. But I think the Warriors are going to turn this into a much slower-paced game. It's going to be hard to run away from them.
Yeah, but, I mean, if Minnesota's at least decent, I think it's going to be hard for the Warriors already having that mentality of already having one game, and you heard Jimmy actually mention it in the post game, and I know we're going to play the comments of he and Buddy Hield a little bit later, but Jimmy even intimated the whole idea about, you know, we already got one. We already got one here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'd go for two. I really would.
Of course.
Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Hi, Theo. What's going on?
What's up, guys? Yeah, look, to me, look, I don't want to get on here and sound like a troll or anything, but I feel like even with Steph out, I know you guys just presented some new information saying that he was crying and stuff like that. And I don't want to sound like some lunatic right now, just telling him to just pick up the ball, go and dribble and do your thing. But I think with him out right now, the Warriors will still be okay. And we don't know how serious it was. I mean, you just said he was crying. So, you know, I'll just go off of what Sham said, which was he's going to be reevaluated in a week. And to me, I mean, let him rest. And if it's not as bad as everybody is thinking it might be, he'll be good to go for the next round and then even further than that. And that's how I'm looking at it, just as a fan. And also, this is why we got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, this is your time now against your former team. Get out there, be playoff Jimmy. Buddy, stay hot, please. And then also the Wolves, I mean, all we got to do is still be that defensive team that we have been, because I think in the playoffs we've been one of the best defensive teams. So, you know, let's get the Wolves, they rolled over the Lakers because Lakers ain't got no size. We got Draymond, we got Post, and the Iron Man himself, Vaughn Looney. So if we can just, you know, stay the course, let Jimmy do his thing, hopefully Steph comes back, we'll be all right. That's all I got, boys.
Theo, thanks, man. It's a lot of optimism, and I've always got love for that. However, if we're going to say the Wolves beat the Lakers because they've got no size, guess who's got even less size than the Lakers? Raise your hand, Warrior fans. Yep. That's you. So I know you mentioned some interior players who are good, Looney, Draymond, etc., but the Warriors are not flashing any size at the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a better defensive team than the Lakers. So, you know, you can lean on that if you want, and you're not wrong. And yes, they do have somebody who has been an NBA legit one in the playoffs. And so, yeah, like I'm with you. I'm buying it. I'm buying it as very possible. All I'm saying is that I'm going to remove any expectation. I do not sit here and like the last series, I expected the Warriors to win.
Agreed.
Yeah. I would have thought that was a miss if they had come out and not won that series. I don't feel that way this time if Steph Curry's going to miss most of the series. I just don't feel that way. I think that's too much to ask. They can do it, but I think it's too much to expect.
And I wouldn't have expected it even with Steph Curry healthy. The expectation for me was get into a deep series and let's just see. And so for me, that expectation has not changed. Go 6 or 7 and you know, you're up 1-0, so go ahead and win the damn thing.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Steve Kerr's a little bit over an hour away. Keep taking your calls. This last night, now that you know what you know, does it feel like a win or a loss? 888-957-9570. And also, for all of you who turned the TV or the radio off and you didn't hear the press conference between Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield, you have to hear this thing. This is better than any comedy sketch I've ever heard. You got to hear this thing. We'll play it for you next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
On Willard and Dibbs.
Butler topside through a series of screens gets Naz Reid. Crossover dribble, chest pass to Heald. He's open for three. Bang! Buddy Love! Another big bucket for Buddy Love. And the Warriors back up by 12. He's got 24 points.
My name is Buddy. I'm Batman. I saved the day.
I'm nice.
Hey, Aries, it's Buddy Hill. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7, The Game.
Okay, Buddy. Buddy. And Butler.
Butters.
Yeah.
My name is Buddy.
His name is Buddy. Except for his name's not Buddy.
Right.
Look it up. These two after the game, if you just turn the game off, it's some of the best stuff out there. We're going to play it for you in full coming up at 4 o'clock, okay? So in 10 minutes, we'll play the Buddy and Butler show. And then Steve Kerr is going to join us live at 5 o'clock. And my gosh, I don't know about you, I'm sitting here trying to figure out where we can trim what I'd like to ask Steve Kerr on a night like tonight. After the emotion of Steph Curry in the locker room, he was reportedly crying. And also, when something like this happens, the focus shifts to the coach, doesn't it? It's like, you're the one that's got to go figure this out. You got to go come up with something now.
Right.
How are you going to put the biscuit in the basket now?
Exactly.
You figure it out.
But, I mean, who do you turn to and who starts and, like, where do you get the offense and all the rest of it? I do think that Buddy made it, at least last night in a small sample, he made it a little bit easier because he kind of went into Steph mode, which is, I'm going to shoot these crazy threes. I'm going to the hoop. I'm going to try to score.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, Buddy Hield thought that he was Batman. He turned into Baby Steph for one night. Is that sustainable? We'll find out.
We sure will. So you'll hear this coming up in a little bit. Until then, we'll hear you. We've been asking. Now knowing that Steph Curry is out at least 2, 3, and 4, games 2, 3, and 4, does last night feel like a win or does it feel like a loss? You won the game. You lost your star. 888-957-9570. How about Mike in Burlingame? Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi there.
Yep. Hi.
I'm calling because Curry, to be honest with you, he's my favorite player. And if you go back and look at the very beginning, it wasn't Curry who won the MVP of the finals. It was Iguodala. It wasn't Curry who won the second one. It was Durant. And Durant won 2 of them in a row. And he would have won 3, but he got hurt. It was he who got hurt, and Curry didn't win the title. Toronto did. So, listen, they've done it without Curry as the main guy. In fact, Iguodala came off the bench and ran things, getting $16 million off the bench. So it's they've done it before. Now, how many years has Curry played, and how many MVP finals does he have?
And Mike, Mike.
One, Mike, is the answer.
You're awesome for listening to our show. And you live in the city where my dad taught for years. I have nothing but love for everything that makes you you, Mike. But this is one of the worst takes I've ever heard in my entire life. Mike.
Well, you didn't let him finish.
Well, he's still here. Go ahead, Mike. Tell us how the Warriors have won anything in the last decade plus without Steph Curry. Anything.
How many MVP finals does he have?
Irrelevant, Mike. You're acting like that's the only person on the court. Whoever wins the MVP, plus 90% of Warrior fans will tell you that Iguodala should not have won the NBA Finals MVP of the year that he did. That was kind of quirky because he was guarding LeBron and somehow held him to 40 one time, so people loved what he did. That nobody's winning anything without Steph Curry. Do you disagree with that?
No, I say that everybody knows in their heart that he needed a rest. He made 7 turnovers in one game. The guy did, he was dribbling behind his back. He calls it a performance. Listen, he needs a mental retake. When Jimmy got here, baby, that's when it all changed. They had Curry. It was Butler. Now, you know and I know the answer is this. The Butler did it.
He brought it home. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
The audacity.
Yeah.
The Butler has never done it in his career. I love Jimmy Butler. I've also never seen in my life an athlete get more credit for coming in second place. Ever. Ever. So I'm sorry. I do not want to hear that the Warriors can do Bubkiss without Steph Curry and all of the evidence of all the things they've done when Steph wasn't the leader.
Don't think that they can beat Minnesota without Steph Curry?
I didn't say that, but he's...
Well, they've won series without Steph Curry before.
Yes, they have, but he's, first of all, not as an underdog they haven't. Not later in rounds they haven't, and this one hasn't unfolded yet. I've been very clear. I don't think this series is over because he's out, but this call is drawing on history. And apparently diminishing everything that Steph Curry has done because he was never apparently the most important player on his own team, even though we all damn well know he's literally, with a capital T-H-E, the most important player on the team
I'm
and always has been.
I'm not co-signing on that part of
okay,
it.
Okay, that's
looking
all I'm saying.
I'm looking at the history of a Warrior team without Steph in the playoffs and them being able to beat Houston. And yes, they were the number one overall seed. They were the team that won 73 games, so they were obviously a better team than this team was, but you lost Steph early, and then he came back, and he got hurt a second time, and you still went out, and you beat Houston in a best-of-7, and I know that you were a favorite. You were the number one seed, and you know Houston was the 8 seed, and you still went out there, and you were able to beat a Houston team. So Minnesota, a team that is probably comparable to you, in record in the regular year, you were better than them in the regular season, and now you have Jimmy Butler. So it doesn't mean to me that because you lost Steph that you can't go out there and win.
Doesn't
and
mean that to
I
me
think,
either.
You know, for me,
I don't think that's
Mike
what Mike
too
was
far.
Saying.
Mike was going a little too far.
A little?
And, well, yeah, and you took offense. And you know,
I mean, Mike's point was not even about this series. Mike's point is that the Warriors have never actually done anything with Steph as their leader. That's what he said. They've done all kinds of things without Steph. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. Period. No, they haven't. How many times have you heard Warriors come on this station and say that everything that's happened in this city for the last 12 years is because of him? It's because of him. Not in spite of him, not next to him. None of that crap. Here's Jimmy Butler on TNT last night.
Steph said this morning that game ones of a series are always just a feeling out process. What do you learn from this game one that you're going to bring into Thursday as a team?
That Steph is our best player, and the game is much easier when we got him.
Jimmy, simple enough. Congrats on the win. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah, basketball's a whole lot easier when our best player is on the floor. Yes, you're right. The Warriors are very lucky that they've got someone else who has performed as an NBA one before. But I don't know. That's just me. I'm not letting anybody come on this show and say that the Warriors have never been driven by Steph before. It's a ludicrous take.
It is ludicrous. I also think that you can look at what this team has done in the past in the playoffs without Steph and still get some confidence from that. And that's why I look at this series where you're up one game to none and you've got, you know, a series where you're not going to have Steph Curry, and you think that, I personally don't think that it's over, and I also think that they still have a very good chance to win it. And if I was to make a bet, I would bet the Warriors do win the series.
Okay, and I'm not going to disagree with the idea that they can win this series. I'm not going to use history as some sort of reference that the Warriors don't need him and they've leaned on others in the past. Andre Iguodala drove the bus. Give me a freaking break. Oracle Ochoa in Oakland. What's up, Oracle? Thanks for calling.
What's happening, guys? Can you hear me clearly?
We got you.
Nice, man. Called in last week before game three, and I took it to the fans a little bit at Chase, our own fans, and they responded. I think we did good at home. 3-4 was solid, but what happened? Game six. I think this all went down with game six when Curry. I just think if we win game six in that series, I think Curry might not be injured. That was deflating to lose that game at home. The first thought when he got hurt last night was game six. And we needed to close that out at home. That would have given him like five or so days of rest. And maybe, just maybe, that doesn't happen last night. But here we are. It's in the past now. Let's move forward. I'm not giving up hope. I'm not having any expectations, to your point. But we do have hope, and I think we're in this. Why? Jimmy Butler is a big reason. Our defense is a big reason. I just think we need to slow the game down, lean on our defense. And, man, if we can get to game five, 2-2, if we can split at home and get one of these next three and go 2-2 with Curry coming back, man, I'll take that. I think we got to take that. I think we got to take a game five, going back on the road, win 2 out of 3. We've proven we can win in Minnesota. We've proven we can win on the road with our defense. Curry could use a rest. I think that could be the silver lining, a week off. If we're really going for the ring, he could use a week off. If we can just get one of these next three and get back to 2-2, game five, we got a shot. But, man, our fans, we got to keep bringing it in Chase Center. That's my take, man. No expectation, but a lot of hope. Let's go, Jimmy Butler. If you could get that Miami team to the finals twice with that team around him, and you compare it to what we got around us, I think we got a damn good shot to win this series.
Yeah. Oracle, thanks. I agree with everything you're saying, other than the fact that it sounds like you're making an assumption that Steph's going to play in game five.
No idea. No
idea. I would argue probably not. Just based on the timing of things.
That would be Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Well, they're saying
that would be a week from today.
Well, and that's the reevaluation period. So if you're going to be how many times have you seen the Warriors say, we're going to reevaluate him, and then on that day, they're like, yep, he's good, he's playing. No, very rare.
Especially with an injury like this.
Exactly.
So I think game six would be the earliest, quote unquote, which can you be still in the series? Yeah.
Of course.
Could you be up 3-2? That to me feels a little bit aggressive, but even if you're down 3-2 and he comes back and that game's at home, I love your chances.
Not over for sure. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.